KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 68 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a high of 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Officials say two people have been arrested after leading troopers in Iowa and then Nebraska on a high-speed chase and ramming two Iowa patrol cruisers in the process. The Nebraska State Patrol arrested 27-year-old Michael Eugene Pierce of Oklahoma Thursday morning after he lost control of a stolen Jeep he was driving in Omaha. A passenger, 29-year-old Mary E. Kennison of Wisconsin, was also arrested. Both faced charges of theft by unlawful taking and more than $5,000, operating a motor vehicle to avoid arrest, resisting arrest, and willful reckless driving. Officials say the Jeep was stolen from the Greeley, Colorado area. Troopers in Iowa say when they had earlier tried to stop the Jeep, Pierce fled and later swerved at a trooper to avoid a spike strip, causing him to ram two Iowa patrol cars. No one was injured. Pierce was caught after crossing the Missouri River into Nebraska. Authorities say the pair faced multiple charges. Pierce and Kennison were being held in the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, police in Red Oak have arrested a man for disorderly conduct. 34-year-old Keith Andre Smith of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 100 block of East Grimes Street at around 3:40 a.m. today. Smith was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. A wrong-way driver was cited by Red Oak Police Thursday morning following an accident at North 4th and East Corning Streets. Authorities say Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator, 31-year-old Brian Hammond of Red Oak, was traveling west on East Corning at around 10 a.m. when the 2016 Chevy Tahoe he was driving, registered to Montgomery County, was struck by a 2005 Chevy Impala driven by 76-year-old Gary Eugene Liebeck of Atlantic. Officials say Liebeck was traveling south on North 4th in the wrong direction when his car struck the right front bumper of the Tahoe. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,500. Liebeck was cited for violating a one-way traffic designation. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports yesterday that two OWI arrests had taken place on Tuesday. 47-year-old Daniel Dwayne Becker of Atlantic and 26-year-old Jesse Lee Rex Jones of Griswold were both taken into custody for OWI second offense. Both men were released on their own recognizance on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, Cass County deputies arrested 42-year-old Michael Abraham Harris of Lewis on a charge of theft in the third degree. Harris was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Authorities in Union County say a woman from Adair County was arrested Tuesday morning on an OWI charge. 47-year-old Annette Fike of Greenfield was arrested at around 7:20 a.m. for OWI first offense. She was later released on $1,000 bond. And a resident of Lorimore reported to the sheriff's office on May 28th that sometime during the night, someone drove through his fence on 130th Street. The damage there was estimated at $100. In the funeral announcements this morning, Norma Eichelberger, age 89, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Norma Eichelberger will be today at 10 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Colleen Jepson, age 79, of Exira, died Tuesday in Audubon. Funeral services for Colleen Jepson will be held today at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Keith Vogt, age 64, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Keith Vogt will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ioma Hubbard, age 92, who's formerly of Walnut, died May 25th in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ioma Hubbard will be today at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Thomas Fletcher, age 31, of Irwin, died May 18th. A memorial service for Thomas Fletcher will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne Reed, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Dwayne Reed will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died May 24th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Roger Berg will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bryant Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Darwin Schlater, age 82, of Exira, died May 27th at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Darwin Schlater will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. James Friend, age 79, of Erling, died May 17th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. A memorial service for James Friend will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. Keith Allen Jensen, age 84, of Irwin, died May 25th at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Keith Jensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ruth Atkinson, age 92, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Ruth Atkinson will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Megan Kreese, age 32, of rural Fontenelle, died May 28th at her home. Funeral services for Megan Kreese will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Nancy Allen, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Nancy Allen will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Joseph Bach, age 88, of Erling and formerly of Westphalia, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Joseph Bach will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Earl Westfall, age 83, who's formerly of Greenfield, died May 25th in Kingman, Arizona. Funeral services for Earl Westfall will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Maxine Lambertson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. Services for Maxine Lambertson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.